This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah, especially when you go back and look at what happened on Sunday. I mean, you got a pass ball. You're up 1-0, two strikes, two outs in the ninth, and you're like, okay, this should just be a 9-game losing streak. But then you go back and look at the streak, and you're like, oh, 5 out of 10 games, they didn't even score a run. How many innings did the fans have to sit through at the stadium this weekend where the offense just was non-existent? And so finally, you just kind of, you percolate a little bit, even when you just get one run. One run felt good last night. One win just felt good last night. Even one run felt good. When they were up 4-0, yeah, you felt okay in the fifth inning. And then Houston comes back and scores 4 in the bottom of the fifth. That didn't feel real good. But then he came back and scored 2 in the sixth. So life is good. And then he gave up 1 in the bottom of the sixth. But does that really matter?
It was a baseball game. It goes back and forth oftentimes.
Does it have to go that way when you jump out to a 4-0 lead, though?
Oh, well, talk to Tanner Bibee. He's had this habit of giving up key home runs.
Yeah, that's not good.
Well, it's all right.
It's okay. Hey, I'll take the win. So now you're 41-48.
Well, that's nice of you. They appreciate that.
You're 41-48. Little unknown fact. I was looking this up yesterday. When the team lost 12 in a row in 1930, was it 1930 or 31?
This will be relevant.
Well, I just wanted to say this. If you want to be an optimist, Jeff, can you be an optimist for a minute and
yes,
not be so negative?
Yes, I can.
The year that they lost 12 in a row, they finished the season over 500. Two games over 500.
That's great.
So there is hope.
That and a bag of donuts might get you a bag of donuts.
You're six games out of the wild card, or you're behind six teams, I should say that, in the wild card. You're a game and a half behind Kansas City and Minnesota, who are two of the teams of the six you've got to jump to get back into the wild card. See how just one win can change everything, can change your whole perspective on the game. So what did Tim Kirkshen have to say on the morning show? That's my big question for you.
It's easy to say we need to spend a lot more money in order to improve the team, but the Guardians don't have a lot of money. The reason they've been so good over the years is they've drafted and developed players pretty darn well. And Chris Antonetti and his group deserve a lot of credit for the job that they have done with the Guardians. Now, ownership is going to have to get more involved here and try whatever it takes to improve this team. But you're right, they've been pretty darn good. And I'm just not sure that it's really fair to blast ownership and blast the front office for not improving this team when they've done an awful lot of good things the last few years.
Unfortunately, Tim, that was courtesy of our morning show, by the way. Let's give him a little credit.
Did they tell us we could use it?
Did we have permission from them?
Did we have permission?
Do we?
I mean, Fearless Leader gave us permission.
Oh, then who cares, man? He's 10 times more powerful than they are. Who cares what those guys think?
You know what Tim said? The same stuff you and I have caught you-know-what for about 13 years.
That they run it like a baseball team?
No, they run it like a business.
Or like a business. A business of baseball team, yes.
I mean, that's what you and I have said for 13 years, and good for Tim. But, you know, we catch incredible grief for that.
I don't totally agree with everything he said there, though. That's the problem.
Well, you've been saying it.
I know. I know that they run. They're frustrating right now, Jeff. It's a frustrating
team.
Well,
they've lost 10 in a row until last night. Of course they're frustrating.
I mean, if I'm...
They hit as well as you and I do.
Yeah. I said this to you this morning, and I ask you this again. You just lost 10 straight.
Yeah.
It's historic. I mean, it ties It ties the third longest losing streak in franchise history. Okay. So let's be honest. That's real. They went five games and didn't score a run. If I'm Chris Antonetti or Mike Chernoff, I should be mad at myself. I should be. And it's not, the fans have every right in the world to be upset with what's going on right now. And, you know, when he says the team doesn't have money, why? Why doesn't the team have money?
Because they're not owned by people who have huge, deep pockets like so many people who have gotten into sports because they made gazillions in other businesses. I think that's it more than anything. Are they getting revenue from baseball and everything else? Sure. It's not my job to tell them how to spend their money. And it's not my job to tell them how to invest their money. They did it in a baseball team. And they're going to make buku bucks when they finally sell. It's like if you own a house and your value goes way up, well, that's wonderful. If you want to sell, if you want to live there, well, you still got to pay all the bills. And that's what the deal is. You know, they're not owned by somebody who, you know, invested in Microsoft, who created Microsoft or Apple or, you know. They're not. And
no,
that's the way it is.
Let me just get the count here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. According to Statista, they're the sixth wealthiest baseball owners in baseball. This is according to Statista.
Where do they get that from?
I didn't do the survey. They did. I don't know where you come up with that number.
I would find that hard to believe.
Well, should we show this graphic to you? You want to see it?
I don't have any idea. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
But that's somebody putting out a nice graphic on a website.
I just don't know. I mean, saying that they have more money than Steinbrenner? I don't know. I don't know if this is true or not. And
if they're counting the Charles Dolan family in it, maybe.
I don't see Charles's name on here either.
Well.
It said Larry and Paul. So this was done, obviously, before Larry passed away. This was in 2024. So
It's not our job to tell them how to spend their money.
No, and I'm not.
If you don't like their product, don't support it. I like their product. I don't have a problem with that either.
I'm not telling them how to spend their money, but I don't want to hear people crying poor. I don't. What Kirkchin said is they don't have a lot of money. I don't. Who owns baseball teams doesn't have money? Who owns a professional sports team now doesn't have money? If you don't have the money, should you be there? That's the question.
They apparently have enough to run a baseball team because they've done it pretty successfully.
And I don't disagree with that. But I do think, and as I said to you earlier, that they are that the franchise is at a low point right now after you lose 10 games. I mean, it is what it is. And it's like every other year they're competitive, but yet they haven't been able to win a World Series. Fans have come out. Like, I'm not mad. I don't know why, but this time around, I'm not really mad at the fans. It's not like I normally am. But the fans that want to sit here and complain and say, why aren't we in the same ballpark as everybody else when it comes to spending money? I think they have a right to ask that question if they want to support the team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
People said, I'm done. I'm never coming back. They changed the name of the team. They came back. The fans have come back. They packed the house this weekend. They can't even score a run. If you don't like it, don't go to the games. I'm sure that's what you'll say, right? Is that what you'll say, Jeff? If you don't like it, don't go to the games or don't support the team? I don't know. I'm not going
to. Apparently, I don't need to be here.
Well, I'm just asking you. What are you going to say to that? I know you too.
Andy, I think they've done a really good job of putting out competitive baseball teams. They just lost 10 straight. That happens in baseball. What I think is the biggest issue this year, they've completely missed on the thought that they have middle infielders. I honestly think that's throwing in the outfield. I mean, that's bad too. But they've collected all these middle infielders. You don't have two that you can play and start?
On a consistent basis?
Yeah. And I don't blame Paul Dolan for that.
Yeah, I'm not blaming him for that either. You
don't have one guy?
I'm not really mad at the Dolans either.
Who's capable of being a starting right fielder? You don't have one guy who's capable of being a starting center fielder? It's probably supposed to be Lane Thomas in one or the other of those spots, but he's been injured. And he hasn't produced when he's not been injured. And that's a shame. Guy seems to be a pretty good guy, and he's been a pretty good baseball player.
They have
a lot of things position player wise that haven't worked. The Lane Thomas thing I don't have an issue with. That he's been injured and he hasn't produced. But it looked like they had one of those spots locked down. The other spot up in the air. But the middle infield stuff, man, they've just not hit on that. You know, was it Juan Brito? Well, he got hurt. And if you're banking on a guy who's never played in the major leagues before, good luck to you.
We understand, and I agree with you on what we've said here. We've always said the Dolans run this as a business, and I have no problem with that. I just don't want to hear somebody crying poor.
I don't think that's they the have.
Problem. No, I just heard Tim Kirchin say it.
He's not crying poor. He's saying they don't have money.
Can we play it again?
Well, no, he said it.
I want to hear it again.
You don't hear the Dolans crying poor too often.
No, I don't. I hear them. They're competitive. I get it. I understand the competitive nature, but I don't want to hear our football team say it. I don't want to hear our basketball team say it. I don't want to hear any professional sports team, because professional sports is not poor. The nature of the entire thing is not about being poor, because we talk about billionaires owning teams or near billionaires owning all these teams. And Tim said this again. It's irritating.
It's easy to say we need to spend a lot more money in order to improve the team. But the Guardians don't have a lot of money. The reason they've been so good over the years is they've drafted and developed players pretty darn well. And Chris Antonetti and his group deserve a lot of credit for the job that they have done with the Guardians. Now, ownership is going to have to get more involved here and try whatever it takes to improve this team. But you're right, they've been pretty darn good. And I'm just not sure that it's really fair to blast ownership and blast the front office for not improving this team when they've done an awful lot of good things the last few years.
It's irritating. That's all. I mean, I agree with everything he said. They've done a great job of making this team competitive. Year in, you know, you go back, look, every other year they're playoff, you know, they're near the playoffs or in the playoffs every other year. If that's the goal, then that's fine. I just don't want, they don't have a lot of money. Dan, do you agree or disagree with me? Am I insane?
The problem that I am always going to have with this ownership group is the way that they attacked this offseason. You made the ALCS, and then you looked around and said, okay, we could either push our chips in the middle of the table, realize there's a window here for us to win the World Series and really make a run for this. It's going to cost us some cash. We're going to have to reinforce some things with some veterans, because those are the guys that you need if you want to win now. Or we could continue to operate around the margins. And we could continue to think, okay, maybe a few guys will step forward and maybe this will all work out. They chose option B. Everything they have done has flopped outside of the starting pitching.
And the bullpen. Their pitching has been very good.
Correct.
Better than most.
I am going to have until the end is the fact that they looked at this offseason and went, we don't need to reinforce anything in the starting lineup. We can make this trade for Carlos Santana, which, again, I like Carlos Santana.
You'd rather have Josh Naylor.
Boatload. It's when a guy hits 30 out, it's a really nice thing to have in the middle of the lineup.
Which, by the way, seemingly had nothing to do with money.
Then,
right? I mean, seemingly had nothing to do with money because Naylor's making less than Santana.
You don't reinforce the outfield with anything. You don't bring in any veterans for that stuff. And then your offense flops because...
Couldn't agree with you more on that stuff, Dano.
That's the stuff that will do me in.
Now,
I am fine with development. I am here for it.
Let me ask you this.
At a certain point, you need to realize your contending window is open and it is time to push the chips in the middle of the table and let's freaking go.
Let me ask you this, though. Are you sure that the reasons that those decisions were made were financial, or were they miscalculations on the ability of the players involved?
Can it be column A and column B? Because I think the true answer is column A, column B. I believe they thought they could thread the needle by bringing in Carlos Santana, and they could thread the needle by thinking a full year of Lane Thomas is just going to be copy-paste what he did for his one good year in Washington. And I don't know if they thought David Fry, this was legit. I don't know. Maybe they thought they could save Nolan Jones. And they looked at those and thought they could thread the needle between in making this roster better without having to spend money.
That's viable.
That's what I mean by column A, column B.
That's viable.
All right, let's roll on with this because, we're sitting here trying to figure this out. It's not like I'll never be mad at the Dolans for owning the team. Like I always say, be careful what you wish for when you've got a professional sports franchise, especially if you've lived through the Modell era there. That the fact that the Dolans call Cleveland home, I think the back of your mind, that should be important to you. It is important to me. But by the same token, I don't want to hear poor. That's all. And if they're competitive and they can play in the game, I'm good with that. But it was the way Tim Kirchner said that. That was like, it made it sound like the franchise is on welfare. It's bothersome. It's bothersome as a Cleveland sports fan. I mean, they run a business. I respect that. I respect the Dolans. And I know you may not, but I like them a lot. I don't want to hear somebody from the national media saying that. That just really just irked me bad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.